And now, a milestone in physics. A team of Chinese researchers has achieved a form of teleportation in space. Now, you're thinking exactly what I'm thinking. But no, this isn't exactly beam me up, Scotty. This is quantum teleportation. It involves the strange and complex properties of photons, light particles. Scientists routinely teleport photons here on Earth, but in space, this is an impressive new achievement. Krista Schalm is a research associate at the National Institutes of Standards and Technologies, and he's here to explain what all this means. Krista, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I used the word teleportation. Am I exactly right?
Yes, you are exactly right. You mentioned that people often think about teleportation. They think about Star Trek. And, you know, you step onto the teleporter pad and then you appear at some distant location. And we have to do a form of that in the quantum world. So I'm a quantum physicist. And what that means is I study the properties or the behavior of some of the smallest things in the universe, things like atoms and little particles of light, photons. And one of the interesting things you learn about quantum mechanics are the rules are quite a bit different than what we would normally experience in our everyday lives. The physics is different. And there's this one property of these quantum particles, and that is that you can't make a copy of them. So instead, what we have to do is we have to teleport these properties in order to move information around. And that's exactly what this Chinese group has done. They have teleported the properties of a photon on Earth and transferred it to another photon that they've then sent to the satellite that's whizzing above them in space.
So that's really amazing. But if we ever achieve the sci-fi fantasy of teleporting objects, will this be the day that the history books, or probably the history goggles in the future, point to as the first successful attempt at the kind of teleportation we've always dreamed of?
I think if you want to get to the point of teleporting, you know, humans or objects, we're really far away. I mean, it's a long way to go from a single particle of light to, say, thinking about all the complexities involved with, you know, even the simplest of objects. But it turns out that if you want to build a computer or a kind of network that uses the laws of quantum mechanics, which would allow you to build a more powerful computer for solving certain types of problems, it turns out quantum teleportation is one of the fundamental building blocks. And so I think when we look back at the history of, you know, building this new type of computer, this will be seen as a landmark. This is something that people have been trying to do for a very long time. And so what these guys have done is truly heroic, trying to put all the apparatus for actually sending this very fragile quantum information and actually, you know, linking it between the Earth and a satellite moving above in space.
So this may be the future of super powerful computers or super encrypted communication. You know that I'm a little bit focused on the teleportation idea. I mean, why not? What does it take to scale this, though, for the sci-fi fantasy? If you can entangle photons to communicate over great distances and teleport, is teleporting me, a person, just really a scale-up question of trillions of photons that are entangled in the right way?
It's even more complicated than that, because you would have to capture all of the dynamics and the interactions between. It's not just a matter of teleporting a bunch of individual particles in your body one by one, but you have to know about all the relationships for how all those things are connected together. So maybe in 500 years, people will look back and they'll have a way of moving small objects around, but I don't think that's anything on the near horizon. This is right now it's hard enough to do it just with a single particle.
So what you're saying is I should still buy my plane ticket for my vacation in August.
I think that's a wise decision.
Krista Schalm, research associate at the National Institutes of Standards and Technologies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.